I'm from Woodford.
Okay, good. I
Did you know Steve Irwin had a movie?
Cool.
Crocodile Hunter Collision Course.
That's amazing.
Free on YouTube now.
Alright, I'll watch that.
Before I forget, because I've forgotten numerous times, I will continue to forget. There is a third one.
Oh.
Posted on the door before I could. That's, I was told to push it, and I've seen it pushed like once.
Yeah,
I didn't even get told. I got told last year and I forgot this year. Thank you for the reminder.
So you could watch Oppenheimer in IMAX, right?
Yep.
Did you watch it in 48mm?
One thing that's fun, I only found out that it was in this year. I'm sure they'll do it again next year.
I do it every year,
Right in the center as well.
Yeah, National Cinema Day?
Yes.
I think it was $4 per ticket.
Yeah, we did that.
It was fun. I was sitting in the front row, so that, you know.
I forgot, but we did that. Yeah. It's good.
But I mean,
you saw Jurassic Park.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Like, I love
that. Next year, we're going to see one like
the
4D or
the
Lux level.
It was great. It was my third time watching it.
For me, it's so tough. I'm very picky with movies. Like, I want to see it in theater, sort of a thing. If I think it's going to be bad, I'll skip it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
As someone who's ancient, I was there. I was there when it happened.
But there was really in theaters as long as people say it, because I was told it was in theaters to the point where the same time it came out, it
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I really like going to independent movie theaters. Like, I go to the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline.
For me, I go to like the Davenport movie theater.
A few months ago.
Also does
I was like, the tickets were only $4.
I saw American Fiction there. I've also saw Asteroid City there.
Was that Godzilla? No.
No, Godzilla.
As well.
No. We took Derek. Oh, was it Renfield?
Both theaters are
definitely
about that. I've been doing it twice, at least. Because you get a lot of,
took Derek as either that or Ninja Turtles.
In deep film.
Oh yeah, I think
as well as just like the nature of it feels like much more pleasant, and you'll have like 50,000 like square foot theaters.
Hi, I'm over in Beverly, and we have the Cabot Street Theater, and they have shown some, you know, nice new prints of things like the Jaws and the Shining.
Yeah.
Jaws, of course, you have a whole New England interest type thing filmed here, and they do it around Memorial Day weekend. They even had Italian with Narragansett beer, because that's the beer that Robert Shaw's character crumples and everything like that. So that was kind of fun. And then, of course, the Shining, to see the expressions on his face. And if you've seen it before, you kind of know what it's like. I remember seeing it when it first came out at a small theater in Swampscott, Massachusetts. So here I am seeing it again, a nice big print, and it's a community theater, which in the past used to have a magic show, and they have concerts there and everything. It's a situation where a theater was about to go under, someone bought it, a bunch of community people, and they keep it going. So the Cabot Street Cinema in Beverly is awesome. There's another theater in town called Larkham. There's the Regent in Arlington. I'm not sure if they still have, they might have movies, but they have a lot of concerts. But the thing is, back in the old days, you would have people go to something that later became the Orpheum. That is a theater, and you'd have 1,000 people, because back then, no TV. Everyone went out to the movies with the cartoon and the newsreel and everything, and you'd have like 1,000 people in this majestic theater. So some of those theaters are still around.
Yeah, my hometown local theater recently expanded in the past 2 or 3 years to add a second screen, and that was amazing. Like, it's brand new still, but they're thriving, which is awesome to see.
Yeah, I used to go to the Harvard Square Theater for Rocky Horror and all that sort of stuff, and at one point they took what used to be the balcony and they made like 2 or 3 more cinemas in there, and you would see, art film or cult or whatever, so you'd have a little bit of everything, but a majestic old theater. And like I say, seeing Rocky Horror, you gotta catch it in the theater with all the props and everything, obviously. Yeah.
We support local theaters here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
If any of you...
Especially when I remember
if anyone in this area wants to see a film at the Coolidge Corner Theater, you're welcome to. I am as I've said, I'm possibly the most public query in Boston.
Are you like saying like, hey, let's do a movie outing.
I think that maybe a, like this should be like a term at the Corner Theater.
There have been some people that have gone to certain things like Zootopia when it first came out and everything. A whole bunch of local furries going out to the, you know,
yeah.
Maybe at least wearing a tail, if not a full costume.
Yeah.
So we've had different things and all that. And the Coolidge Corner, I saw Isle of Dogs there, the Wes Anderson movie.
Oh,
and I also saw the documentary about Mr. Rogers. Not the one where Tom Hanks played him, but the actual documentary. And that was fun to see at the Coolidge Corner.
I trust your review. You have a Casio watch on.
It is, and it beeps at the top of the hour. Did it beep, or?
No.
Are you just seeing it?
Yeah. Can we collect them?
Like Oppenheimer gets like a little bit more, which is why I saw Oppenheimer 3 times and Barbie only once.
You can't see it under my thing, but I am wearing a Barbie movie shirt.
Hell yeah.
Aw, yay.
I am 10 up.
This year I'm planning on getting a Barbie lion tail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My gerbil had a Barbie-themed birthday party when he turned 2.
He just loves the color pink.
He loves the color pink.
I feel like everyone who grew up in this era of Blockbuster and movies on VHS, or people in any era where you could watch a movie on VHS or DVD, everyone has that one movie that has stuck with them for their entire life, and they were raised on it. They watched it since childhood. And to this day, it still holds a very special place in their heart. What would you say that movie is for you, the movie that's been with you your whole life?
I feel like I have to go with Nemo.
What?
Nemo.
Okay.
Nemo. Not as much a Blockbuster thing, but I remember dragging my parents, or I remember being told that I dragged my parents 8 times.
Not enough. You need to get those numbers way up. Time travel.
I know, rookie numbers, rookie numbers. I probably just, you know, I could just drag them down to the TV, though we're watching it.
Hell yeah.
For a little harder now, but not possible.
For me, that movie was Titanic.
Yeah.
I had Titanic on the 2 VHS tapes, and I used to watch it on repeat since I was in kindergarten.
Did you cry at it every time?
My mom would only let me watch the first VHS tape, not the second one. She didn't want me to see everyone die.
Oh my god.
So I only got to watch half of the movie. But I would watch that first half of them on the ship. I would watch it over and over and over.
It was a good first half?
I was obsessed with it. And for that reason, I have always been fascinated with the Titanic, the real history of it, and the Edwardian period in general. I just find every aspect of it so fascinating. The clothes that they wore, the music, the cars, every aspect of that time period and its values and aesthetics and the way people lived back then. I find it incredibly fascinating, and part of the reason I love the movie Titanic is because it brings that to life so brilliantly, and because the story of the Titanic really is a microcosm of the world at that time. You had the richest people in the world, and you also had these poor immigrants who were crowded in steerage, desperately hoping for a new life in a new world. And everything sort of comes tumbling down. And for that reason, I find the movie very fascinating, and it is something I've always returned to throughout my life. And I believe that there's so many similarities between the world of Titanic and the world that we're living in today. It's always been a part of my life. I think about the movie constantly.
Last year, I went to a Titanic museum in Springfield. There's a part of Springfield called Indian Orchard, and it's literally in the back of a jewelry store. So I was walking around, and I thought it was great, and I said to the woman there, I said, you know, I've never seen either of those movies, but I keep meaning to see it. So about a day or two later, on, you know, Xfinity, you can rent a movie or something, I saw Titanic on that. And then on YouTube, I saw A Night to Remember, which was the original movie. So I did see both movies, and it was a fascinating story all about what things were like back then and the horror of it. It was like 9/11. Just all these people and the situation they were in the freezing water and things like that, thousands of people.
If you ever find yourself in Las Vegas, there's a Titanic museum down there that has the only...
Oh, yeah, I forget this thing exists, yep. Too.
Yeah.
They have pretty much the only piece of the Titanic that has been managed to have been salvaged. And we're talking like a big thing, like the size of this. So you can actually go see the Titanic. On the subject of important movies to everyone growing up, for me it was the Steve Irwin movie, Crocodile Hunter Collision Course. Because I've always been such a huge fan of Irwin's. Like,
yeah.
Irwin was the best. I remember my parents telling me that I would drag them to Blockbuster too, rent that movie, and apparently in the span of like a day, I watched it like 6 times in a row when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Hell yeah.
Steve Irwin was the best.
Since we're on the subject of Lion King, I love the movie. Does anyone remember Lion King? Was it 1 3/4?
One and a half.
It is a fraction. That's such a funky movie. I love it too. I just want to go in order.
So, everyone's over 18, right? I have a story I want to share. Mm-hmm. My Nana didn't really speak a whole lot of English, and one day she goes, "We're going to watch a family movie." And I was all excited, and then she put on Flowers of the Attic, an incest movie.
Oh.
I think about that fondly. Thank you, Blockbuster.
Thank you, Blockbuster. Family.
Family movie. Oh, yeah.
I have never seen the movie The Lion King 1 and a half, but I remember one of the VHS tapes I used to own showed the trailer for it. So I would watch the trailer over and over again. And I think that's a very underrated aspect of watching a movie on VHS, the VHS opening and closing.
Yeah.
Because you practically memorize that the moment you watch a movie, and that becomes a big aspect of the nostalgia value of the movie. Like, you have the guy saying, "Coming soon to Owen on DVD." That, those sort of things are so memorable, and they become part of the experience of watching the movie in the same way that the cartoon, the newsreel, and the travel documentary were for people like you.
Oh, yeah. I
want to
meet that guy.
Well, I'm an
agent.
So, thank you for having us. I was born in 83, so the very first movie that I watched on VHS. The first movie I ever saw in a theater was actually An American Tale. And I am a Jewish girl, not an Orthodox Jew, a very earth-based, animal-based Jew. And so it's very resonant that, you know, that American Tale would be the first film I saw in a theater. And then when I was little, I would watch some of the first, they weren't Betamax, I was a little older than that, but like they were, VHS tapes from like back in the 80s of stuff like the classic Disney cartoons like Mickey and Donald and Pluto and stuff. And then you also had, I also watched Dumbo and Lady and the Tramp and things like that.
I gotta get going, so I have one last thing to mention real quick. Talking a little bit about Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese was quoted saying, "You really gotta go to the theater to see my movies," and things like that. Well, stupid me, I would do things like on my phone, rent The Wolf of Wall Street and see it that way. But more recently, I saw his Killers of the Flower Moon. He actually comes out at the beginning and thanks people. "Thank you for coming out to this theater and seeing this film," instead of, "Oh, $3, I'll rent this," and seeing it on your phone like I did with Wolf of Wall Street. So, but he says, you can't really see it on your phone. If you can't go to the theater, at least a big screen TV, but the whole experience. Don't just sit in your bed and watch, you know, whatever. So,
he's absolutely right.
He is. You really should see it in the theater.
I prefer to go out and do stuff.
Right,
than just be alone at home all the time.
And it's so easy to get distracted by your phone.
Right.
I love the experience of going to a movie theater because there's nothing separating you from the action happening on a larger-than-life screen.
I know, because it's too bad that most of us, if not all of us, spend too much time on our phones.
Yeah.
And
some of the older movies, so long they needed an intermission. Even now, if you have the DVD of The Godfather, at one point, intermission, everyone goes out and gets some more snacks. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I like the movie I saw in the theater was recently, it was an A when the AMC theater by the Boston Commons called the Migration, that dump.
Oh, that one, yeah. I never saw that.
So on the back of not being distracted by the phone, which is actually a perfect way to end on this.
No, 6 minutes early.
This really meant a lot to me and my partner.